restraint and care that gives compassion and conviction. And people who, by God's grace, are letting the story so form them that they are truly Christian people. Put those people with the 13-year-olds, and you'll be amazed what will happen. Put those people with the 5-year-olds, and you'll be amazed what will happen. I began with a story. I will end with one. If you want a text, how about knowing the word as let the word of Christ dwell in you richly? Or loving the word with gratitude in your heart, sing psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. Or to become the word in the context of another text, Christ in you, the hope of glory. My stepfather and mother were married the year my son Jonathan was born. Though Jonathan and Adrian are not related by blood, they are soul friends. It was Holy Saturday when Jonathan was 4. My wife and I were enjoying a little extended time at the breakfast table. Jonathan's older sister, who is a wonderful teacher, was upstairs telling him the resurrection story. Jonathan, during that week, had heard the story of the crucifixion, and he was deeply aware that Jesus had died. Suddenly, the Saturday quiet was broken as Jonathan ran downstairs through the dining room, coming into the kitchen, shouting, "Mommy, Daddy, did you know that Jesus didn't stay dead? He got alive!" And Easter Sunday invaded Saturday that year. Jenny had followed him downstairs, the joy of a good teacher obvious on her face. She had taught the word, and Jonathan had learned it. The next day, we went to Easter services. And on the way into the sanctuary, every child was handed a small bell. When the Easter prelude ended, one person stood in the congregation and began ringing a handbell. 3 octaves of handbells had been distributed throughout the whole sanctuary, and one by one, people just started at random ringing the handbells. 1, then 2, then 3, then 4, until our sanctuary was full of the sound of ringing bells. Then the Easter gospel was read, and the congregation stood to sing, "Christ the Lord is risen today." And the minister, right before the singing of the hymn, asked the children to take their bells and ring them every time the congregation sang Alleluia. "Christ the Lord is risen today. Alleluia." It was a large congregation, and there were bells all over the place. Jonathan had his bell, and he was perched there waiting for every Alleluia, not always succeeding with his bell, until the Alleluia got there and then would bring it joyfully. The children took the bells home, and it landed on the kitchen table with the Bible and the other paraphernalia of Baptist church going. And later that day, Jonathan went over and picked up the bell and turned to his sister and said, "Would you sing the Alleluia song so I could ring my bell?" Jonathan was a 4-year-old bell ringer. My stepdad was a 72-year-old bell ringer. I think that when the Word of God is knowingly and lovingly and taught from our identity, we all could be bell ringers. Imagine that.
May the peace of Christ go with us as we seek to be bell ringers. Amen.